This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Designated driver on the highway to health. Dr. Bob Martin is on the Better Health Network.
With you today, because long ago I answered my chosen calling and talent, which is all about giving help and assistance to people who are sick or people who are infirm, or to give help to people who don't want to become sick or don't want to become infirm. It's awesome. It's actually fabulous to participate in a radio forum where sick people tune in to get healthy naturally, and well people tune in to stay that way, as in the case of preventive health care. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I'm Dr. Bob, and I'm here as the host, encouraging you to become your own best doctor most of the time. Gathering information and knowledge about health and wellness, putting it into action, and staying healthy. And being less likely to get sick in the first place. This radio show is all about entering a healing zone where people, special people just like you, tune in each week to learn about the latest news about health and wellness, and most importantly, how to get healthy and how to stay healthy naturally. So if you've decided to get back to feeling good again, good news, you've come to the right place. This is your chance to become independently healthy, as opposed to the state of most Americans, and that is dependently sick. A chance to resurrect your good health safely and naturally. That's what we're dedicated to on this radio show. It's what it's all about. Coming up a little bit later in this hour, we're going to be joined by a special guest on a very important topic. And especially for anybody listening who has joint stiffness, joint pain, arthritis of any sort. I don't care if it's your knees, your elbows, your wrists, your spine, any joint in your body. If you're having stiffness, soreness, pain, or inflammation, you want to definitely stick around for the conversation we're getting ready to have, because it's going to be one that may change your life. That's coming up this hour. We begin, however, with a conversation about how regular consumption of fast food, and believe me, in my earlier years, I ate more than my fair share of fast foods. But regular consumption of fast foods now linked to a problem, a health problem called fatty liver disease. I don't know if you've heard about it or not. It does exist, and it is on the rise. Fast foods are often touted as being convenient, inexpensive, and some people believe tasty. I used to love French fries big time. But despite these supposedly, you know, positive qualities, it is often cited as one of the leading causes of liver disease, as evidenced by a prominent new study out talking about how regular consumption of fast foods in America is now linked to a disease called fatty liver disease. This study I'm talking about was published in Clinical Gastroenterology and Hepatology, scrutinized the link between regular consumption of fast food and a condition, a non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, or the abbreviations that doctors know, NAFLD, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Because you can get fatty liver disease from alcohol, but you can also get it. It can also happen or accumulate as a result of the foods you're eating. And in this case, they looked at and analyzed fast food consumption and its impact on the liver. And it wasn't good, ladies and gentlemen. Researchers from the University of Southern California, USC, analyzed this data in the edition of the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, NHANES, conducted by the Centers for Disease Control and Quasi Prevention. One of the leading researchers said, and I quote, "Fast food consumption is highly prevalent in the U.S. And yes, it is. You can't drive down a busy inner street and not see a fast food restaurant. They're just everywhere. But they are associated with a greater risk of diabetes and cardiovascular disease. The USC researchers wrote, dietary intake has been hypothesized to be one of the most influential modifiable factors for this non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. In other words, it's your choice. It's your call. Now, yes, these fast foods are convenient. Yes, they're inexpensive relative to other foods in other places. And yes, who doesn't like a greasy fry, a French fry once in a while? For sure. But the long term of this is that the development of a disease, fatty liver diseases, which is totally preventable. This non-alcoholic fatty liver disease pertains to the accumulation of excess fat in your liver caused by eating so many of these unhealthy fast foods, being overweight, and having high cholesterol levels or diabetes. All of those put you at risk. If left untreated or unaddressed, this non-alcoholic fatty liver disease can lead to more serious consequences, such as cirrhosis of your liver, i.e. scarring of your liver. And once your liver scars up, there is no turning back. Those liver cells are toast. They're gone. They're not coming back. This particular study included the fatty liver measurements of approximately 4,000 adults, which were then compared to their fast food consumption. And of that, of that number, 52% consumed fast food, which the researchers categorized as meals from drive-through restaurants or restaurants with wait staff. Pizza was also classified under fast food category. Of the 52% of the participants eating fast foods, 29% consumed one-fifth or more of their daily calories from fast food. That same 29% experienced a rise in liver fat levels, even after adjusting for factors such as age, sex, ethnicity, race, physical activity, and alcohol use. The USC study, University of Southern California study authors found that the link between fast food consumption and fatty liver disease was there. So a fast track to fatty liver disease is keep eating fast foods. Once in a while, I don't go there. And I absolutely dream about the days when I used to throw back burgers and French fries and big shakes and all of that. I did all of those fast foods growing up, just like everybody else did. Once I found out what was in them and how it was killing my body one bite at a time, it was over for me. Now, these researchers go on to say our findings are particularly alarming as fast food consumption has gone up. in the last 50 years, regardless of the social economic status. That's what these doctors who are liver specialists are warning. They go on to say, we've also seen substantial surge in fast food dining during COVID-19 pandemic, which is probably related to the decline in full service restaurant dining and the rising rates of food insecurity. They worry that the number of those with fatty liver disease has gone up even more since the time of the survey. Now, what are some of the things that you can avoid to help you remove that risk that may be coming in your direction? Well, here are the things. Remove alcohol from your system. Added sugar, fried foods, added salt, white bread, white rice, and pasta, those that are all refined. Red meat, also on that list of increasing the risk of fatty liver disease. But mostly this thing is really saying, stay away from the fast foods, and if you have it once in a while, be done with it, and don't go back. We'll be right back.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's three-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product. Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did wonderful things for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni Juice has done a lot for me, period. The Noni Juice give me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com.
Check out Dr. Bob's website. Listen to the show live online. Hear past shows. Read breaking health news and more at drbob.com. Spell out doctor. That's D-O-C-T-O-R, Bob.com.
All right, welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. I want to encourage anybody who's listening to this show, especially those who heard last hour, the segments that I did on the CDC adverse events reporting system being broken and a big British medical journal investigation finding that the CDC isn't following their own standards for maintaining this VARS system, this Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. And comments from Dr. Peter McCullough last hour, as well as a prominent Canadian pathologist who says that people who were involved in the blowing of the care of people with COVID and the many things that went on, some of them need to be going to jail over it. And if you didn't, if you have friends and loved ones that you believe would benefit by listening to that, invite them to the podcast library located on my website. It'll be there in the podcast library, which is the recording of last hour as of this coming Wednesday at drbob.com. That's how you find it. And spell out the word doctor. That's my website, drbob.com. drbob.com, then the podcast library, hour number one. And I think everybody ought to listen to that, that information. Very compelling stuff, in my opinion. Let's turn our attention to joints and pain. And if anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice right now has experienced stiffness of your joints, pain in your joints, or arthritis, or you just chronic pain somewhere else, this is going to be a topic that you should own. A topic that hopefully you'll come away from and say, you know what, at least I have something to do now rather than grind it out or continue taking these risky drugs that I'm taking right now, which I found out that actually add to the problem in the long run. Now, it's a good thing that we have pain-killing drugs, because you get a tooth extraction or you fracture a bone from a fall or an accident, bring on the drugs or some other acute, exciting, interesting, you know, experience that nobody wants to have. Bring on the drugs. That's what they're there for. But they're there for just short term, not long term. I want you to better know how to take care of yourself when it relates to joint stiffness, joint immobility, joint pain, arthritis, and pain in general. So we've invited a special guest to join us on the program to discuss it. His name is Larry Logsdon. He is a functional food researcher specializing in medicinal properties and benefits of exotic fruits and how human beings consuming these exotic fruits can help to parlay the ingredients and the constituents of these fruits to heal their bodies, to reduce the impedance to the healing process that may be going on. Now, Larry founded Tahiti Trader Noni Juice Company back in 1998, and I invited Larry to join us as a guest to discuss the topic of, and here's the topic, how to safely and effectively reduce joint pain and other chronic pain without risky drugs. And with that, let us welcome back to the program Larry Logsdon. Good day to you, Larry.
Good morning, Dr. Bob. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, sir?
Doing very well. It's a beautiful day here in Southern California.
Well, I'm glad you're able to roll out of bed and join us, because there are a lot of people that are listening to the sound of our voices right now, Larry, who are challenged by, who are suffering with, or have some type of stiffness, some type of joint pain. They're in pain somewhere, and I've asked you to come on the program to discuss this topic. And I want to begin at the, you know, the start of it, you know, just like arthritis. Everybody knows the word, but, and some people, you know, think, well, yeah, my grandfather, my grandma have it, but I don't know if I have it. I hope I don't get it. Let's start with how many Americans, Larry, actually suffer from joint inflammation, otherwise known as arthritis?
Well, you know, the numbers look like somewhere about 53 million people, are having some sort of arthritis pain. And there's a lot of varieties of arthritis. But basically it has to do with stiffness in the joints and pain when you try to use them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on a regular basis. Once in a while. I mean, everybody's going to get joint, you know, irritation from positional stress or whatever, when it keeps going, that's when, you know, over time, that's when I guess you could ultimately get the diagnosis. What is the most common form then? You said there's many kinds. What is the most common form of arthritis that Americans suffer from, Larry?
The number one is osteoarthritis. Number one.
Okay.
Then there's a lot of other varieties below there. There's so many others. But the one that people get the most is just damaged joints from, you know, maybe weight gain or sports activities when they've gotten older, yet they really aren't in condition, which has caused the joints a little damage. And they call it osteoarthritis.
Yeah, we call that as doctors just, you know, wear and tear or degenerative joint disease. We like to get these fancy terms so we have insurance companies send us checks because they think we're smarter than they are. Okay, so since arthritis is often mistaken for other acute injuries, such as, you know, somebody might, they might strain themselves, they might sprain themselves. How did people know the difference, though, between, you know, do I have arthritis or did I just strain myself moving incorrectly or being in a bad position? How do they really discern between the two?
It's a tough one to know, Bob. What you have oftentimes is just joint discomfort, and you think it might be arthritis because it comes and goes and comes and goes. Mm-hmm. But if it's really arthritis, it stays. It doesn't go away.
Yeah, that's more chronic than over time. It just seems like, okay, well, now I've got joint pain. It's not leaving my body. Is there a specific gender? Is it more common in males or females, joint pain or arthritis?
It seems as though the women are more affected by arthritis than men. Something like two or three times more women than men.
Wow. I'm reminded of that. That's pretty interesting. And especially probably the autoimmune type of arthritis, if I'm not correct, if I'm not mistaken, rheumatoid arthritis, right? Women more affected than males?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes.
That's what my clinical practice taught me. Why do some people suffer with arthritis? Some of people complain of joint pain constantly in their 30s. Some in their 40s, 50s, or 60s. And then you have other people out playing pickleball in their 70s that just feel like they don't have joint pain. They don't have joint stiffness. They got full mobility in their 70s. So is it really age-related?
Sometimes it is. The younger set oftentimes try to, you know, keep their youth going, get out there to play basketball or, softball or something, and then they hurt themselves because they're doing things they did as a kid, but they're not a kid anymore, and that creates some damage. And that's the younger set. Then you have the middle set, which are the ones who just sort of worn things out over time, and they're really starting to feel their joints, and that's the middle set. And then there's this beautiful older set, and I can't explain exactly why, but they seem to have their life in balance. They seem to have figured out what it takes to keep everything floating the way it needs to float, and they're out there in their 70s playing pickleball, playing golf, and doing all kind of fun stuff.
So it's not necessarily age-related, because I can tell you from my own personal vantage point of treating 30,000 patients in my practice career that I had plenty of people who in their 40s had a ton of arthritis in their joints, spine, knees, elbows, etc. And then you have somebody come in that's 60, 70, and sometimes even 80, and they're still very mobile and still functional. And so I want people to come away from this conversation with realizing that just because you're 30 years of age or 40 now, and you're feeling a little joint pain, you're not over the hill. And there is something you can do to help yourself out, short of taking risky drugs to shut down the pain symptomatology. We'll talk about that after this break. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Bob Martin. Are you tired of crazy blood sugar and blood pressure numbers? Dr. Bob Martin here. Listen to this true story.
I was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes when I was 7 years old. I grew up taking insulin. I was having some problems with my physical health, so I thought, you know what, I need to try Noni Juice. Then I came across Tahitian Trader, gave it a shot, and I noticed the health benefits immediately because it's helped decrease my blood sugar levels. It's helped maintain a healthy blood pressure. So I have used Noni Juice ever since.
Tahiti Trader's Noni can help you enjoy healthy blood sugar and blood pressure levels. Noni is the amazing adaptogen. Noni can help your body heal, manage stress, and increase your energy and stamina. Noni is the foundation of wellness. Drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice and share your story. Available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and Fine Health Food Stores. 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com. Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and urban commercial farmer, there now exists a sustainable way to both obtain and promote healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% of their vegetables and 20% of their fruit. By providing year-round access to fruit and vegetables, household growers consumed more health-giving vegetables and fruit. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day greatly decreases the risk of developing obesity, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes, and certain forms of cancer. Finally, there's an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden. True Garden offers turnkey commercial tower farms and a residential tower to grow your own produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden is a vertical grow tower. It's convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.
Are you waiting for the right excuse? Are you waiting for a sign to choose? Why are you waiting? It's the time you lose. What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Aren't you gonna spread your wings and fly? Don't you really wanna live your life? Don't you wanna love before you die? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for?
Hey, very happy and very healthy. Welcome or welcome back to this hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you so very much for tuning into the program today. And don't forget, you can stay apprised of all the latest breaking news on my personal website throughout the week and weekend over at drbob.com. Spelling out the word doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, bob.com. We'll get back to our special guest, functional food researcher and medicinal properties expert in the area of exotic fruits, Larry Logsdon. The topic is how to safely and effectively reduce joint pain and other chronic pain without using risky drugs. Now, you might say, well, yeah, but look, I'm in pain, and the only thing that I know about is to use over-the-counter or prescription drugs. But look, you've got to consider this, and it's not expressed enough, and we need to be reminded of the fact that these painkillers that are on the market today, they were never designed to be taken on a long-term basis. We know this. We know that acetaminophen, the active ingredient in the Tylenol, is tied to blood cancers, and it's the one or two cause of liver failure and liver transplantation. We know that certain drugs, such as ibuprofen, as in Motrin, and naproxen, as in Aleve and Celebrex, doubles, taking these, doubles the risk of heart attacks and strokes and can lead to a 40% higher risk of irregular heartbeats. We know this. It's fact. Look it up for yourself. We know that when you take aspirin, you can get an ulcer from it. It destroys your stomach over time if you take it regularly enough and frequently enough, whether it's ibuprofen or stomach. Ibuprofen is just a bigger aspirin. These non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, they may block the pain, but they're also destroying your cartilage at the very same time. And Larry Logsdon is with us as a special guest to explain all of that. And we're thankful that he's here because a lot of people are going to benefit by this conversation. All right, Larry, back to the conversation. Is it important or is it acceptable from every research angle you've looked at that people with joint pain or joint inflammation, that they stay active and they exercise even if they're hurting, or is there a cutoff point there?
Well, it seems, Dr. Bob, that most of the research shows us that keeping active is the name of the game. Keeping things moving and keeping the body doing what it does, even if it hurts a little, is the name of the game, because it makes the body do what it wants to do, and that's repair things. Mm-hmm. When you don't do anything, the repair process comes to a crawl, if not a stop, and there's your problem.
I see. Okay. Since most Americans, Larry, in a lifetime will view hundreds of thousands of commercials, drugs, the ones that I just mentioned moments ago on television, these television commercials suggesting that pharmaceutical drugs for the treatment of joint stiffness, joint pain, arthritis, or chronic pain, do you believe we are all convinced that drugs are all we have available to quell the discomfort of arthritis?
Well, Bob, it isn't, Dr. Bob, it's not the way it is. In reality, these drugs that have been developed have been come online in order to give some instant gratification, for lack of a better way to describe it, instant answers, so we get the pain under control fast. But the reality of all this is the body wants to heal itself, and if we'll give it the tools that it needs, it will do so, and you'll start to rebuild your own pain management system together with, if you're drinking noni juice, you're going to find out that it also helps control inflammation and the cytokines that are released that create the pain you're dealing with.
Yeah, I want to circle back to that momentarily about how drinking noni juice has anything to do with reducing inflammation or reducing pain or helping with stiffness of joints and joint mobility. We'll circle back to that. But can you discuss five preventive or whatever number you can whip through quickly so that people that are listening to this conversation have something to grab onto with respect to preventive lifestyles that can help reduce the likelihood of developing arthritis, maybe on a preventive side?
Well, that's really a good, fun one, Dr. Bob. The first one I would say is keep your blood sugar under control. Mm-hmm. That means, you know, don't let that get out of control. Stay off the sweets. Number two is start moving, exercise. Anything, everything, if you can get out a half an hour a day, you won't believe how much different you feel. Stretching plays a big role for helping your joints, so don't avoid that one. And avoid doing stupid stuff that you know might hurt you. That's kind of crazy thing. I would also suggest eating fish at least twice a week. And if you're really, really thinking like I am, get on noni juice. That'll really help you.
Yeah, you know, and speaking of that, you supplied to us something that before the show, a person by the name of Joe, I think it was is it Robinson?
Yes, it is.
Joe Robinson, who is a noni juice user who apparently had problems with pain and stiffness and arthritis himself. And I'm going to ask my producer to play that audio clip so people can get an idea of somebody who has used Tahiti Trader Noni Juice. Tahiti Trader Noni Juice. Listen to what Joe has to say. Alex, play Joe Robinson here. Go.
Hello.
Well, hello. Is that Joe?
Yes, this is Joe.
Hi, Joe. It's Larry at Tahiti Trader Noni Juice. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing fine. Oh, yeah, I've been using that nonny juice for over 25 years at least.
So what brought you to drinking nonny juice, Mr. Joe?
Well, I was having a lot of problems with, you know, arthritis and low energy and just, you know, little nagging problems, you know, physically. And it really helped. I've been taking it for about 25 years at least. Well, I was listening to some people talking about it on the radio one day, and I decided I would try it. I'm 80 years old now, and that's what's been keeping me going as far as I'm concerned, you know. I'm still getting around well. I'm not in no chronic pain, and, you know, I feel good, so that's why I keep taking it.
Were you having any troubles when you first started using it? Did things get better for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I felt better. You know, I had more energy and all that. You know, I feel good, so... That's where I keep taking it.
Wow. I mean, most people would be glad just to be not room temperature at 80, let alone not having arthritis at 80 years of age, Larry. That's pretty good.
It's amazing. We get lots of those kinds of calls over here at our office.
Well, let me give this out for people who are interested. People, they're going to be people who have arthritis, who have stiff joints, who have achy breaky joints, have pain. Tahiti Trader Noni Juice. You can go to their website, TahitiTrader.com. TahitiTrader.com. You can also find Tahiti Trader Noni Juice in finer health food stores nationwide. GNC, Whole Foods, Natural Grocers, Sprouts Farmers Markets. TahitiTrader.com. We'll give the toll-free number out after this break. Stay with us. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear, the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. Therootbrands.com/product.
Discover immune support for the whole family with Propolis Extract EP300 from Terry Naturally. Propolis has been used for thousands of years to promote overall wellness and immune defense and is used by bees to protect their hives. Now you can experience the benefits of propolis to support upper respiratory function, children's ear health, and overall immune health. Make it a part of your family's daily wellness regimen and keep everyone healthy. Propolis Extract EP300 is produced with a commitment to bee-friendly practices and uses a patented method so you get a powerful and concentrated propolis extract. Plus, it comes with a complete money-back guarantee. Tap into the immune-supporting power of Propolis Extract EP300 for children and adults. Get Propolis Extract EP300 at your local health food store or TerryNaturallyVitamins.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and urban commercial farmer, there now exists a sustainable way to both obtain and promote healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% of their vegetables and 20% of their fruit. By providing year-round access to fruit and vegetables, household growers consumed more health-giving vegetables and fruit. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day greatly decreases the risk of developing obesity, heart disease, and type 2 diabetes, and certain forms of cancer. Finally, there's an inexpensive way to control your food supply. Introducing True Garden. True Garden offers turnkey commercial tower farms and a residential tower to grow your own produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden is a vertical grow tower. It's convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com. This hour of the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Thank you so very much for tuning into the program today. Later in the program, I'm going to be discussing how loneliness is deadlier than smoking cigarettes. It's true. The U.S. Surgeon General, that's what he's claiming, and you're going to know why loneliness is more dangerous than obesity, more dangerous than physical inactivity. And loneliness is more deadly than smoking cigarettes. We'll have that coming up later in the program. Also, we're going to talk about how eating special green foods can make you healthier, live longer, and prosper. All of that straight ahead. Plus, this week's installments of the Health Alternative of the Week, Outrage of the Week. We've got a product recall to tell you about. All that happens next hour, so don't go anywhere. All right, now, during the last segment there, we played for you an audio clip that, man, Larry, if I didn't know, I'd think you were an old radio guy. The way you were interviewing Joe there, it was great. Maybe you should get behind the mic over here. You did a great job at interviewing Joe there. But, you know, there are going to be people listening, Larry, to this right now thinking, wait a minute, I've got arthritis. If my doctor knew... If my doctor believed that just drinking an exotic fruit juice that I've never heard of, never have I consumed it, called Noni, Tahiti Trader Noni juice, if it was that good, wouldn't my doctor have told me about this? There are going to be people, Larry, listening to this conversation who are going to be a little suspicious, a little doubting about how a fruit juice such as Tahiti Trader Noni juice can help with arthritis. Can you convince them? What can you say to convince them that it's for real?
Well, Dr. Bob, the reality of the whole thing is that it is not a drug, and therefore the doctors don't even know about it. That's the first thing. It's a natural food, been around 5,000 years. They overlook these things because they're not in the pharmacy that they prescribe from, and therefore it doesn't exist in their mind.
Mm-hmm.
First thing. But if you do a little bit of research, you're going to find out that, for instance, a very recent study at the University of Illinois found that drinking 1 to 3 ounces of Noni juice a day would take care of a lot of inflammation problems that are associated with joint pain. They found it. It's not hard to find these things.
How long would it take? I mean, if somebody started drinking Tahiti Trader Noni juice like this study you're talking about at the University of Illinois, how long would it take before their joint stiffness or joint pain or loss of mobility would be noticed? Because people, Americans, we're geared towards, you know, microwave ovens. If we can't turn it on, and if it doesn't happen in 30 seconds, we're not interested. We move on.
Well, Dr. Pomp, there's two schools of thought. If you'll give it at least 30 days to 60 days, you'll mm-hmm. notice a difference, no question.
Okay.
But I've had people, do the Noni juice, and all of a sudden, 3-4 days later, they're calling up saying, hey, you won't believe how unbelievable things mm-hmm. have changed for me. Because everybody's situation is a little bit different. The important thing about all of it is that your body wants to heal itself. Joint pain is not normal. It's not supposed to be there. Your body will take some time to repair itself if you give it what it needs. The first thing is get the inflammation under control.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. And allow things to heal up, and you'll find you're feeling better pretty quick. I remember there was a time, Bob, might be years and years and years ago when we first went on the air together, we had a lady call up and had a very similar kind of experience. And she said that after about 4 days or something, she had an immediate change. So it depends on the person.
Yeah, I'm gonna play. And you know what? I have that still, and I wanted to play that in just a little bit. I will, but I want also people that are going to be coming in and out of this conversation to know how they can obtain or find Tahiti Trader Noni Juice. You can go to their website, folks, TahitiTrader.com, TahitiTrader.com, or just your health food store. Find your health food stores nationwide carry Tahiti Trader Noni Juice, including GNC.
Vitamin Shop.
Who else? You know the names,
well,
Larry.
Sprouts Farmers Market.
Natural Grocers.
Vitamin Cottage. Natural Grocers. Whole Foods. I mean, you name it, we're there probably.
All right. And beyond this conversation, can they call your 800 number to ask questions or to direct them to a store close to them at 800-842-5309?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Now, you mentioned, and Alex, would you grab that audio clip of Anki? You just mentioned it, Larry, because this lady called into, that we're going to play for you, called into this radio show. I don't know how long ago, but she did, and with just unsolicited on the basis of laying down a stroker related to taking Tahiti Trader Noni Juice. Play the audio clip, Alex, of Anki. Go.
Good morning, Dr. Martin. You had a show on Noni Juice several weeks ago. I just was wondering if I could just share with you what I have experienced.
Oh, please do.
I've had lower back pain since 1982 from a car accident. Mm-hmm. And this past year, my back pain had become worse. I woke up every morning with a severe back pain, and my whole body was sore. Well, I only took the Noni Juice for 3 days, and on the third day, my back and leg pain was completely gone. It's unbelievable. The juice was fantastic. If it wasn't for you, I would still be in pain.
Well, there's a stroker for you.
Yep.
Now, we're going to talk about the taste of Noni, what it tastes like. Are there any adverse side effects with drinking it? When we come back from this break, so stay with us. You're tuned into the Dr. Bob Martin Show. Life would not exist if humans were unable to make nitric oxide within our blood vessel walls. There are many factors that reduce our ability to produce enough nitric oxide to enjoy optimal health. Contributors to the development of nitric oxide deficiency include consumption of sugar, unhealthy fats, inflammation, age, and unhealthy lifestyle. Here's the great news about reestablishing optimal nitric oxide levels. Dr. Nathan Bryan, a leading world authority on nitric oxide supplementation, developed the best, great-tasting nitric oxide lozenge called N101, backed by 20 years of science. Beware of companies trying to capitalize on Dr. Bryan's work, selling imitation products claiming to increase nitric oxide. If you are concerned about heart health, diabetes, libido, poor circulation, memory issues, and fatigue, take N101 lozenges and feel good again. Order N101 lozenges, toll-free, 877-476-3862. 877-476-3862 or N101.com. Cold and flu season is here, and my listeners want to know how to boost their immune systems and stay healthy. Dr. Bob Martin here. Yes, you can boost your immune system and avoid cold and flus when you drink Tahiti Trader's Noni Juice. It can help you boost your immune system while helping you heal, balance stress, and release energy. It's the amazing adaptogen.
I'm 86 years old, and in a few weeks I'll be 87. The Noni Juice has really did a wonderful thing for me. It makes me feel good. I don't have no more symptoms of a cold. I never had a cold since 1996. I would say that the Noni Juice have done a lot for me, period. The Noni Juice give me a little energy, and I haven't stopped, and I won't stop.
Tahiti Trader Noni Juice is available at GNC, Vitamin Shop, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most health food stores. Or call 800-842-5309 or TahitiTrader.com. All Americans are exposed daily to toxic chemicals and environmental pollution in the air we breathe, the water we drink, food, clothes we wear,
the places we work, and in our homes. Environmental pollutants are even present in the umbilical cord blood of newborns. From the Root Brands Company, introducing Clean Slate, a patented green detox technology that addresses the causes of environmental pollution in people. Your opportunity to feel, function, and perform better is here, thanks to Clean Slate by The Root Brands. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Clean Slate, a science-based liquid supplement, safely rids you of heavy metals and environmental toxins from head to toe by simply taking 10 drops of Clean Slate twice daily. Remove the bad stuff in your body, put amazing stuff in, and allow your body to heal. Go to therootbrands.com/product. Take your health back. Take your life back with Clean Slate. therootbrands.com/product. The topic is how to safely and effectively reduce joint pain and other chronic pain without having to use risky pharmaceutical drugs, which have lots of potential adverse side effects. That's the topic. Our special guest, Larry Logsdon, a functional food researcher specializing in medicinal properties and benefits of exotic fruits. And the one we're keying in on is noni juice. And if you haven't had noni juice, you may not, you're missing out on the potential of helping with pain, chronic pain, joint stiffness, loss of mobility. We've been talking about that now for, 45 minutes here on the show. Larry, let's lightning round from here on out. We just got a little bit of time left. And I said just before the break there, I wanted you to tell us about the taste of noni juice. What does it actually taste like for those people who have never had the opportunity to taste it?
Well, Dr. Bob, we have two formulas. We have our original high-potency noni juice blended with blueberry and raspberry. Delish. You're going to love it. And that's one I recommend people start with because, frankly, pure noni juice, which would be our island-style noni juice, is pretty strong stuff, Bob. You just don't want to know how to drink that. You know.
Some people may want the strong stuff because they got strong pain with arthritis. They may go right to the therapeutic stuff. Well, that's all good.
I recommend the therapeutic stuff for people who have real problems because you feel it sooner. And that's the name of the game is get it working.
All right, TahitiTrader.com to find out more, learn more about Tahiti Trader Noni Juice, TahitiTrader.com, and then, of course, find your health food stores nationwide, Whole Foods, GNC, Sprouts Farmers Markets, Vitamin Shop, Natural Grocers, or you can call the company directly for more information, 800-842-5309, 800-842-5309. Are there any adverse side effects, Larry, of taking Tahiti Trader noni juice? Now, some people, you know, they say, well, I certainly don't want it to make my stool too loose, and I don't want to have a stomach ache. And are there any, can I take it if I'm taking other meds, any other drugs? Are there any adverse side effects?
Absolutely. You can. There are no side effects. If you take it with your other meds and other supplements, you'll find they work better.
Okay, fantastic. Larry, thank you for your time and efforts here. This is going to help a lot of people out. Folks, TahitiTrader.com, TahitiTrader.com, or finer health food stores nationwide, or call them at 800-842-5309. Larry Logsdon, have a good rest of the weekend, sir. We'll be right back. Stay with us. The number one health concern as we move toward and beyond the age of retirement is fear of losing our vision and therefore the ability to remain independent. Most of us at some point in time have uttered the words, I'm not seeing as well as I used to, or I think I need stronger glasses. If you are nearing or past age 40, it's not your imagination that your vision is getting worse. What is likely causing your vision to deteriorate is cataract formation. Cataracts occur when the lens of the eye becomes cloudy and blocks light from entering, which interferes with sharp, clear vision. A science-based cataract reversal eye drop called CanSee is changing lives of people with poor vision caused by cataract. Learn more about CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.com or call 800-861-4936. 800-861-4936. For CanSee eye drops, 800-861-4936 or wisechoicemedicine.com.